All right, Ty, we're doing it again.
Hey, well, here we are, buddy. It's about that time of year, isn't it?
It's my favorite time of year.
It is.
And it's our second annual Halloween Spooktacular here on CSP.
It is, buddy. It's the witching season over here.
Yeah, I know. It's I love it. There's just a certain feeling in the air. It makes you want to eat chili. It makes you want to wear a big flannel jacket. It makes me want to sit on a bale of hay. I don't even really know where that comes from, but it makes me want to be around hay.
Yeah, it does. It makes me want to buy a pumpkin with the intention of carving it and then never actually carving it.
Yeah, and you just end up sitting it out there. But, I mean, you get a pumpkin around.
It's a pumpkin, man.
Yeah.
Everybody gets it. It's a pumpkin.
But, yeah, I've been going through my my October ritual, which is I watch a scary movie every night in October.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Hey, man, I just... October crept up on me, man, and I didn't even realize it was October. So I feel like I've been lacking. I've been failing my October duties here.
Well, you gotta make some time to eat too much candy at least one night, you know. And you gotta watch some classic scary movies, man.
I do. I do have a couple downloaded. One is Intruder. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
It's an 80s slasher movie. Something about people getting locked up in a grocery store, and then of course some monster is trying to get them or something. It's from 1989. Haven't watched it yet, but it looks really promising, and by promising, it looks really bad, is what I mean.
Intruder, I think, okay, maybe I have seen that. Now that you mentioned it, I thought it was like a newer movie, but if it's from the 80s, I have like a, I have one of those, 10 movie cheap DVDs that I bought, like the horror collection, whatever, that's got like Chum and it's got, Horror High and all that shit. Yeah. I think it's on there, actually.
Yeah, it might be. And you know what? The reason I downloaded it is because Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi, and Ted Raimi are all in it.
That's awesome.
At some point. I don't know if they produced it or what, but the overnight stock crew of a local supermarket find themselves being stalked and slashed by a mysterious maniac. So, hey.
Only in the 80s, Ty. That's
hidden, man.
That is an idea for the 80s, and I'm not surprised that there was a movie about that. Man, they went nuts with the slasher movies in the 80s.
They did. It was the glory days of the horror movie, where anything goes at that point. If you think of it, just make it.
Did you watch any other, like, newer movies that are out right now, like horror movies?
No, not recently. I think we talked about, like, The Conjuring... Right. Did we talk about Insidious 2?
I haven't seen Insidious 2. I don't really think we talked about it. Liked the first one.
Yeah, I thought Insidious 2 was almost better than the first one. The first one was good, but I felt like the end got really cheesy. It does what, like, most horror movies do, which is, like, kind of let you down at the end. But yeah, man, I actually really liked it. And it was actually a lot funnier. You know, the two scientist dudes that go with the psychic lady at the end of the first one, and they're kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
They're in it a lot more, and they have a lot more of a comedic presence in it. But it actually works out. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll have to check that one out. I've been wanting to check it out. I've been trying to catch up on a lot of the newer horror movies that are out right now. Like, well, of course, I wanted to watch The Curse of Chucky, and I watched that.
Yeah, how was it?
Dude, it was not a bad movie at all. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of, like, Bride of Chucky, and by Seed of Chucky, it was like they were just phoning it in. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I felt like Curse of Chucky was more like it was like a return... It was almost like it had aspects of it that were like a prequel, and Brad Dourif was playing the role of Charles Lee Ray again, and they showed how it all led up to that first scene where he's running through Chicago and he runs in the toy store and he, you know, puts his soul into Chucky. I thought it was a great movie, man.
Really cool, man.
Yeah.
I thought it might end up being good. Yeah, I feel like a lot of movies these days are they're just really getting it right. Like Hollywood kind of knows all the right notes to hit. So like that, the chances of bad movies are almost like lessening for some reason with Hollywood these days.
They're making up for a lot of mistakes that were made in the late 90s, early 2000s. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely.
But no, dude, Curse of Chucky was awesome. In fact, it inspired me to go out and purchase this blanket that I have right here on my bed. I'll give you a little screenshot of this.
Let me see it. That's ridiculous.
Did you make it out?
Why would you ever want to sleep with that on you? Do you sleep with that at night?
I haven't got a chance to because I just bought it yesterday, really, and I threw it in the wash, but...
It's a massive picture of Chucky's face with blood... With a bleeding nose, and then, what does it say? Hi, I'm Chucky, wanna play?
Man, you didn't even read the whole thing, you knew what it said, I could tell.
I knew what it said, man.
Man, that's great, that's exactly what it says. And it's the scene from Chucky 2 whenever he's down in the basement, and he gets that bloody nose, and he's like, I gotta get out of this body!
You know what my personal favorite Chucky is? That Chucky 2 or Chucky 3 where he goes to the boys boot camp, the military boot camp?
That's Chucky 3.
Yeah, that was my favorite, I think.
That was a great one too, and I know a lot of people don't care for that one as much, but man, when Chucky throws the guy in the trash in the trash truck and he turns it on.
Yeah.
And they're what are they doing? They're playing like paintball or something, and Chucky loads the guns with actual bullets.
Yeah. Or what's the nerdy kid jumps on the grenade to save everybody? That was badass.
I know.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, dude. But Curse of Chucky, you should check it out. Also, yeah. Did you watch the original VHS?
Yeah. The one from like a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of a cool movie, man. They had some cool stuff in there.
It was, and I was hesitant to watch it at first. I was just like, it's not going to be any good. But that movie was awesome.
Yeah, they did really well. I didn't want to watch it either until I just happened to see some random GIF online, or GIF, whatever you want to say. And it was up when the girl is doing the... I guess she's like chatting with her boyfriend or whatever, the Skype, that one. Mm-hmm. And then you see the little kid run behind her and out the door or whatever. So, yeah, there were some really cool stories in there.
Is that why you set up that little kid to be running behind you right now? Like, to try to scare me or something?
Yeah, that's what I did. That was him.
I was just making sure.
I just found that little kid. I gave him $10.
That's a... Man, I wish people would approach me like that whenever I was a little kid to just, like, do little stupid shit like that, you know? Just come in and be creepy.
Yeah. I guess there's VHS 2. I haven't watched it yet, but...
I got the download file on my computer, and I'm going to be watching it very soon, yeah. That's definitely in my queue. I watched Paranormal Activity 4 the other night.
Yeah? How was that?
I've been sort of a fan of the Paranormal Activity movies just because they seem so real, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've only watched the first two. I can't remember if I watched the third one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first one scared the shit out of me. Like, I watched it, was driving home, and I was just praying that my roommates would be at home so I wouldn't have to be alone there, because it scared the absolute shit out of me.
Yeah, man. Paranormal Activity 4 was a little slower than a lot of those other ones, but it was still a good movie. I enjoyed watching it.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Carrie's out right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I heard that's...
Okay stuff about it, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything too great. What about The Purge? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I finally watched The Purge. It was cool. I mean, it was entertaining. Yeah, I don't know if it would call it scary. There was a few jumpy parts. But yeah, I think it's worth a watch, definitely.
Just one of those kind of popcorn flicks where you just kind of check your brain at the door and...
Yeah, pretty much. The idea of The Purge was kind of cool, even though it's like it would never happen. I guess the idea of it was for everybody to get it out of their system one night of the year. Everything is legal. That way you can get it completely out of your system. And then the rest of the year, everything is, you know, there's law just as normal. But apparently violence and crimes have gone down dramatically because of it. So,
man, I don't, as if that would really, like, if Congress went through and they passed this purge, who would wait all year if they wanted to do this thing and be like, well, there's already a purge. We'll probably get away with it if we do, like, one extra night. What are they going to do?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it was definitely like a popcorn, just, you know, suspend your disbelief. It was kind of cool to see just regular average people, like your, you know, average neighborhood dads and moms who are also taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was okay. I don't know what else is up.
Well, let me see, as we just do this this lightning round of recent horror movies that we've watched, have we talked about Lords of Salem?
I think we did a little bit. You really liked it, didn't you?
Well, it wasn't bad at all. Like, I'm a huge Rob Zombie fan, so I definitely wanted to see it. And, I mean, I'm not like a huge like of his music, but as far as his movies he's directed, I'm a pretty big fan of his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I definitely wanted to see it. It was way different than a lot of his other movies. I felt like he was trying to be more more like modern day horror than he was like with his older kind of 70s grindhouse type gore movies. It wasn't my favorite movie, and I felt like at the end it was just like, I don't know, like you were just berated with all these scary aspects on the screen, and it wasn't even like it was a movie anymore, to be honest with you.
Really?
You haven't seen it yet, though?
No, I haven't seen it at all. It, like, I've kind of always been off and on with Rob Zombie, so when I saw the reviews for it and the ratings for it, I was kind of like, meh, I'm not in too much of a hurry to see it.
Yeah. It wasn't his greatest movie by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, wanted to check it out.
Yeah. I don't know what else.
I don't know, man. A lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, like I said, man, I've been really bad about watching horror movies lately.
Well, speaking of just being October, I was trying to just suck up as much Halloween type stuff as possible, and I'm just getting started on Stephen King's new book. Actually, have you heard of Dr. Sleep?
Yeah, isn't that a continuation of what? What is it?
The Shining.
The Shining. That's what it is. Yeah, it's about. Isn't it about Danny when he's grown up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded really cool.
I know.
I thought about checking it out.
I know. I love that he just went back there, you know? Like, not a lot of authors will do that, especially something like The Shining that has been such a, you know, it's been touched on so much, you know, that he's going to go back and recreate it yet again.
Yeah, that's a brave move, because, yeah, The Shining is really iconic, so. But, fuck it, it's Stephen King. He can do whatever he wants, man.
I know, he needs to reclaim it as his own again.
Yeah, did you say you started it already?
Yeah, I haven't gotten too far yet, but it's okay. Good. It's good so far, and, you know, it's sort of Danny as a man now. I think he ends up running into a girl, a little girl that can shine, and it kind of brings it all back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she brings, like, a new aspect to Shining that's more terrifying than ever or some shit.
Really? Cool. Yeah, I've seen that in the bookstore a few times. I'll have to check it out then. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to read The Shining first, though. I read it a long time ago, but I might need to pick that up and read it.
Or you could watch the little miniseries that they did.
That's right, the Steven Weber Yeah,
the Steven Weber, and then the little kid that I hate from everything in the 90s. I hate that kid so much.
Really? What kid was that?
God, I gotta get this pulled up now, this little kid.
Yeah.
He was in everything, and I fucking hated him. Rodrigo took the night off, so as we're both furiously typing on our keyboards, there's just dead silence.
I got it. Oh, that kid.
Yeah. What's his name?
That stupid little voice. He has that, yeah. Yeah, okay, that kid's pretty annoying.
He's always got, like his nose is all, or his voice is always all sinusy, and like he's gonna sneeze, and...
Yeah, I was gonna make fun of his voice, but I wasn't sure if it was a speech impediment, so I decided. But you're right, it is like he's just got, like, a stopped up, just sinuses, upper respiratories are all just fucked up.
Ugh. And there's a picture of him, too, that I saw, because I looked this kid up. I've studied him. I hate him.
Your hate for him goes so far that you must study him.
And I can't even remember what movie put me over the edge, and it wasn't The Shining, because by that point I looked at the DVD and I was like, I hate that fucking kid. But he's been in so many things, and there's a picture of him online where, like, I guess he was being interviewed where he was still a little kid, and he's wearing, like, a black turtleneck and little, like, round black shades, like he's an actor, you know,
He did seem like an arrogant little prick, right?
Yes, I know.
I found him. It's Cortland Mead.
His name was Cortland, too. Damn it.
That little bastard. I do hate him.
Cortland Mead. I'm going to get him on the podcast.
Get him on there.
And I'm going to completely be nice to him if I get him. Because if he's nice enough to come on the podcast, I got to be nice to him.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bass. He's been in movies.
So let's see, we've covered Cortland Mead. I can scratch that off my notepad here.
Cortland Mead, done. Got it.
Yeah, dude.
It's almost time for me to watch, I do have a Halloween ritual, which is watching Hocus Pocus.
Really?
Yeah, I have to watch Hocus Pocus at some point.
That's one that I never really checked out before.
You never got into it?
Not really, and not that I haven't got into it, I just never really... It was kind of always, like, under my radar. I'd never really checked it out.
Yeah, it might be one of those things, too, that now it's too late for it to happen, because it basically is a kid's movie, and yeah. Grow up watching it, so... But
yeah.
It's a classic, and you might have to just give it a spin and see what you think.
Yeah, if it's too late, I'll watch it, and I'll be like, really, Ty, this is what you're talking about? You know,
Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
No, I can't. I definitely can't point fingers because I'm going to watch, like, the Doug Halloween special. And, you know, I watch all the old, like, the Garfield Halloween special. And got to go back. Got to go back to your roots sometimes, Ty.
Sometimes you got it, man. You got to find out what the meaning of Halloween is again.
I know. God knows I can't dress up and go trick-or-treating anymore. This is the Doug Halloween special is all I have, man. All
right. I'm going to, if everybody remembers, I'm over here in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Frankenstein's Castle. Like, it's called Frankenstein's Castle, and it's what... Mary Shelley based, like, the castle of Frankenstein's castle on. Like, that was where she got her inspiration to it. So I'm going to that this coming weekend for a Halloween party.
Oh, dude, they have a whole party there?
Yeah, there's, like, an entire party with, like, alcohol and music and, like, there's a haunted house something going on there.
Man.
I'm kind of excited about that.
That's got to be awesome. Are you going with some buddies or what are you doing?
Yeah, my little brother's going, and I think I'm going to be meeting up with some people there, too, from work. But, yeah, otherwise Germans don't really get down with Halloween too much. It's not a big deal over here, as big of a deal, I should say,
yeah.
As it is in the States.
Well, they're kind of creepy all year round, right?
Yeah, they are just brooding characters in turtlenecks anyway. Yeah.
So, I don't know, Ty, you want to take a short commercial break here, and we'll recoup a little bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. On a very spooky episode of CSP.
This Halloween, you could be in for some Dimitri's video well on. You could win a pass on a giant screen television, video cassette recorder, and the use of 100 movies. Details are on all Roundtree Halloween packs of Coffee Crisp, Smarties, Aero, and Kit Kat. Roundtree's Video Vampire Halloween Contest. Now that's something to howl about.
Someone is coming back to Elm Street. He is not friendly. He is not patient. And he is not a welcome visitor.
No! No! No!
But he has something terribly special for the new kid on the block.
It started to happen again.
You've had some scary dreams, okay? Help!
Daddy can't help you now.
There's something inside him.
Fight him! You're not afraid of him. He doesn't even exist.
Freddy Krueger is back on Elm Street.
Get out of here, Lisa!
Fight him!
Watch out for him. We'll be in your neighborhood soon. A Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 2.
My children now.
Freddy's Revenge.
Right, hey Ty, we're back on a creepy episode of CSP.
Here we are, an even spookier segment two.
Oh my goodness, segment two is always kind of the scariest for me, but this one is just kind of, this one takes the cake.
I'm feeling pretty squirmy about what's going to happen this segment.
I know, man.
I'm worried.
And we should mention too, anyone listening, feel free to check out our spooky Twitter at Ty and Rocky K.
Just don't tweet after dark.
And don't go in the basement to tweet either.
Just don't do it.
And also, we got a pretty scary website too. CompleteSentencesPod@gmail.com. Or wait, that's our email address. Complete Sentences. What is our URL, Ty?
For our email?
No, for our website.
Complete Sentences Pod. I'm the worst at this.
We are the worst podcast hosts in the world.
It's CompleteSentencesPodcast.wordpress.com. Except it isn't, actually.
CompleteSentencesPod.wordpress.com is what we're trying to say.
Is that what we're trying to say?
Oh, please. Yeah, if...
Yeah, we're right. CompleteSentencesPod.wordpress.com.
I hope the listeners can forgive us, Ty. Me and you are just... We're both just so frightened right now. We just can't get our thoughts together.
Terrified right now.
Man, we enjoy doing this Halloween episode, but it scares us shitless whenever we do this, so it's kind of a love-hate thing.
It is. After we're done with this podcast, I'm probably just going to sit in my room with the lights on until the sun comes up.
Yeah, I know. I know the feeling, buddy. But you have a lot longer. I have a lot longer to go because... It's just getting dark here, Ty. It's 6:30.
Ugh. It's a long night ahead of you, buddy.
I hope you're ready to call me and console me in about an hour, and we can just talk on the phone all night. Well, let's take it a step further, man. Let's get a little scarier. At least before we end, I think we got to get a little scarier.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
I was reading online, and this was I read this probably a couple months ago, and I'm sure there are people that are like, man, why are you talking about this? This is old news. I thought we should save this for the Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is Northampton Clown Terrorizes English Town Just by Standing Around. Now, the title in itself is a little scary because it sounds like an old nursery rhyme.
It is, yeah.
Basically what it is I guess this creepy guy in some English village, he just dresses up like Pennywise from the movie It, and he just stands outside your window and waves.
That's awful. That's about the worst thing that anybody could ever do.
I know, man. Check this out, Ty. It doesn't speak. It doesn't juggle. It has balloons, but it doesn't hand them out. It probably doesn't even sleep. It just stands there haunting our dreams with that sinister smile. An anonymous man has been striking fear into the hearts of Northampton, UK, a community by anonymously standing around in creepy clown apparel. The Northampton Herald and Post first reported the sightings earlier this month. The clown has allegedly been spotted all over town and sometimes is seen carrying a clown teddy.
Ugh. Imagine how terrible that would be to look outside of your window, like, at night, and there's just a clown standing on the corner.
It would be, yeah, it would be definitely terrifying.
Just illuminated by streetlight.
And there are YouTube videos, too. There have been YouTube videos made, so I think you could just type in creepy clown in the UK or something like that, and it'll pull it up.
Ugh. But, yeah, that's awful, but also pretty awesome, I have to say.
Yeah, it's I know it's cool that he's keeping just the creepiness alive for no monetary gain. In fact, people hate him because he's doing this, but
yeah, but it's awesome. And I mean, even though he's scaring people and even though he's probably scaring children, he's keeping some sort of magic alive. So now there might be some kid who saw that clown, you know, he looked out his window and saw him on a dark street corner. Now for the rest of his life he's going to think there's evil ghost clowns.
Exactly. And it says right here, sightings of the clown have prompted the Twitter hashtag Northampton Clown, which is being used to speculate on the reasons for the clown's appearance, the Independent reported. Whatever the reason, it doesn't look like the clown is leaving anytime soon, and here we thought clowns couldn't get any scarier than Pennywise. It is unknown at this time whether or not the clown feeds on the souls of children.
That's awesome.
I'm sure as soon as they get the breaking news story on that, we'll be the first to know about it.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Good for that guy, whoever that is. He's doing a service.
I agree, man. We don't ever get anything like that going on around CSP Studios.
No. Let's see, I got a creepy one that I was just reading about tonight. I think you could just search Edward Mordrake. Edward, Mordrake, and you're going to get a picture of, it's a guy, and it's a really old picture, and it's a profile shot of this guy. He's got just a normal face, but on the back, where the back of his head should be, is another smaller face, like you can tell it's some kind of growth or deformity into the back of his head.
Say what? So is it like a twin brother sort of thing?
It's like a, I forgot. It's like almost like when somebody's born with two heads. It's some kind of deformity where a face was grown into the back of his head that probably should have been a twin. That kind of thing. It's not totally sure if this is real or not. I can't really find much on it. Even Snopes I couldn't really find anything on Snopes about it. But this picture is freaking terrifying of this creepy little, like, old woman head on the back of his face on the back of his head. But yeah, I'll just read the little blurb about it. Edward Mordrake was reportedly the 19th century heir to an English peerage. He had an extra face on the back of his head, which could neither eat nor speak, although it could laugh or cry. Edward begged the doctors to have his demon head removed because supposedly it whispered horrible things to him at night.
Oh, no.
But no doctor would attempt it. He committed suicide at the age of 23.
Oh, my God.
So there's this little face on the back of his head, and there's actual, like, that's a real thing that's happened where a face, like, grows on the top, like, the side of somebody's head or something, and it can blink and it can move its mouth and stuff. I'm never sure if it's, like, got its own mind or it's got its own separate mind or what. But, yeah. And I think he says, he was kept from his rest at night by hateful whispers from his devil twin, which never sleeps but talks to me forever of such things as they only speak of in hell. No imagination can conceive the dreadful temptations it sets before me. For some unforgiven wickedness of my forefathers, I am knit to this fiend, for a fiend it surely is. I beg and beseech you to crush it out of human semblance, even if I die for it. Yeah, so he poisoned himself, and upon his death, he requested that his demon face might be destroyed so that it wouldn't continue whispering to him in his grave.
Oh my god, that's terrifying, dude.
That's awful, right?
It looks like from the picture I'm looking at, I would slam my head down on the pillow really hard, and it seems like he wouldn't be able to talk, but I don't know, man.
I don't know, buddy.
I'm also looking at this terrifying picture of a two-headed Adrian Brody. I don't know if you can...
A two-headed Adrian Brody.
It's pretty scary.
It's almost as terrifying.
Man. I know. Man, that story is terrible, Ty. I think it made it even worse that you had the lights turned out and you were holding that flashlight up to your head. I wish you wouldn't do that when you were telling me these stories.
It always works with you, man. I always freak you out like that.
God dang it. It does, man. And now I'm all scared.
You're all creeped out.
Yeah. But... Well, yeah, and, I mean, while we're on the subject, I got one more spooky story that we can talk about. And if you got something better, man... Feel free, but this is what I got over here. A man charged for allegedly cooking and eating cats. In Bakersfield, California, in this case that has shocked even investigators, a California man is in jail for allegedly cooking and eating cats. Jason Lewis Wilmert is being held in Kern County Jail on charges of alleged animal cruelty and using a pet or domesticated animal for food. Both charges are misdemeanors, Ty. That's all you get for eating a pet, just a misdemeanor.
Yeah, just a misdemeanor?
Yeah. That's not too bad. It. Nah, yeah. It's like driving with a beer, you know? It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Neighbors called sheriff's deputies when they heard cats wailing and screeching at the 36-year-old's house in Bakersfield suburb of Oildale. The sheriff has a spokesman. It's not even the real sheriff, but the sheriff's spokesman, Ray Pruitt, says he has never seen anything like this. Pruitt says investigators found evidence that led them to believe he had the intent to use a cat for food, but he couldn't comment directly on the evidence. The case has been sent to district attorney, and Wilmert is scheduled for arraignment on Friday.
Really?
So... I don't know, man. I mean, haven't Chinese restaurants been doing that for a while?
That was my understanding. I thought that was just a regular thing. Common occurrence.
Yeah.
I don't think I could eat a cat, though, man.
I don't think so either. I couldn't eat a dog. I mean, I definitely could if it was served to me. And they didn't tell me, they would tell me, like, this is a, you know, they would make up, like, some name. Like, this is a Mississippi quail right here or something. I could see that being, like, the name of a dog that they would
Is that what that is? Because I've always loved Mississippi quail.
I think so, man. You actually had it. Okay. Yeah. Dude, that's just like a sheepdog.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, hey, I like dogs, then.
I'm sure it wouldn't be terrible food, but just the thought of what you're eating.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah, I would just be picturing my dog. My dog, Spanky, I'd be picturing his little face.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, going back to the Chinese restaurant thing, that's not chicken, whatever they're serving, calling it chicken. That is unlike any other chicken I've ever had.
It can't be, right? I can't. So there's sometimes I eat meat at a Chinese restaurant. I'm like, this just doesn't taste like meat I've ever had before.
I know. Like, some parts of it kind of do, but it's kind of, like, a little too blubbery.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you see a chicken, you don't really see, like, big mounds of blubber on it. Like there kind of is on, like, General Tso's chicken.
Yeah, there really is. And I've never gone to even KFC and gotten, like, blubber chicken.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's only with Chinese food.
Yeah, it is. You know what, man? Chinese food is so good, though.
You're right.
I just don't want to know.
And it's, man, I don't care if I order it and it's got cat. I don't care if it's got Mississippi quail. Like, whatever's in it, it's good. And it's just Chinese food.
Yeah. There you go. Even if I did find out, I might. If there was General Tso's and Crab Rangoon involved, even if I knew it was cat, that shit is so good.
Yeah, that would be like your dirty little secret.
It would be. I haven't.
I could even see, like, once that news broke and it was for real, like, everybody would go apeshit in America and they'd be, like, picketing every Chinese food place. Mm-hmm. And I could see you leading the pack, but, like, secretly behind closed doors, you would come home to a nice Chinese food feast.
I totally would, man. I'd be going to the underground, the black market for my Chinese food. Be going in the back doors of Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, dude.
They hand me just a little bag, a little blank bag.
Yeah, with a question mark on it.
Yeah. Definitely not Chinese food, it says on it. Delicious. Did you hear about, when was it? I don't know if it was early this year or it might have been last year, where they found, well, it was a California hotel, and the water started tasting kind of weird. And the water tasted kind of funky. And finally, enough people complained about it that they went up to the water cistern, the big tank on the top, on the roof, to check it out and see what was going on. And they found a woman's dead body in there. And it was a 21-year-old girl from Canada. And she was in the water tank, and she had been there for 2 weeks. So for 2 weeks, people were drinking water that was coming from a water source that had a floating dead body in it.
Oh, my God.
But not only that, the water tank was locked from the outside. So they had no idea how she got in there to begin with. The water tank was locked from the outside, and they went back to the videotapes of it, or to just, like, looking through the videotapes from the hotel to see if they could see anything. And there's video of her on this elevator, on the elevator, and she gets in, and she presses – it's like a four-minute video. She gets in, she presses a button, stands in the corner, and then she kind of starts, like, edging out and looks out into the hall and looks, like, back and forth. And you don't know what she's looking for, obviously. And then she gets back into the elevator and stands there. And then she kind of inches forward and looks out again. And she does that, like, two or three times. And finally she just leaves the elevator and she's, like, she's acting really weird. I think they think that she might have been on, like, hallucinogenics, but – a lot of people are like, some shit was going on, man. She was getting chased by something. But yeah, whatever happened, she didn't even – the elevator didn't even go up while she was in it. She just stood there, and then the door was wide open the whole time, didn't shut. And then after that, they don't know how she got up to the roof, but they found her body 2 weeks later. Decomposing in the water tank.
That's insane. I mean, that leads you to believe that, especially with it being locked on the outside, maybe something was chasing her, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. That's weird. That's pretty gross, though. That's like drinking water out of, like, the Ganges River or something, you know? That's
Yeah, right? It's just, imagine that. Like, people said they were drinking it for, and it had, like, a weird taste to it, but they were like, eh, whatever. It's like city LA. And now to know that they were drinking, ugh. Dead body water.
Time. Yeah, that's legit. The only thing worse than drinking bath water is drinking water that a dead body's laying in. And bath water is pretty disgusting to think about drinking.
Bath water is pretty gross.
Man, that's sick, dude.
Yeah. Her name was Elisa Lamb, and you can find the video and the news reports all over.
I would be so upset if I was drinking dead body water.
Yeah, imagine that. What would that do to you? Would that have an effect on you?
I would probably feel like, yeah, like part of her soul was inside of me now and she's trying to get out and, like, now I'm going to become a zombie or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you ingested her. You ingested her molecules. She's a part of you now.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm going to definitely write that movie, I think.
Yeah, do it. Write that movie. Oh, that'd be an awesome movie.
Dead body water.
Mm-hmm. You could have dead body water. The entire everybody in the hotel who drank it becomes infected with her. Becomes some, like, and she's Asian, so it could be like some Asian, like, Ringu type ghost.
Yes. And yeah, just it would show everything, like the entire city slowly starts maybe morphing into zombies or something. And then, like, there would be like a band that was called Mississippi Quail. That would be like the band's name. And they would be like a band of zombies. And then at the end, it would do kind of like a thriller type thing, like where they're all zombies, but they're living in harmony.
That would be awesome. I like it. I like this vision. We're going to have to make it happen.
I'm down, dude. I'm definitely down for that.
If it was the 80s, that would definitely get made.
If it were the 80s, yeah, I know. I could probably just put the script in a bottle and throw it in the sea, and it would become a movie in like a year.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
I wonder how they got funded. I think he just, like, literally went to, like, the dollar store and, like, hey, you want to give me, like, a couple grand for my movie? And then you went to, like, the Pup and Suds, the dog bath place, and you're like, hey, you want to give me some money? And then all of a sudden you have, like, 10 grand and you can make a shitty, awful movie.
That's probably how it was made, man. I can't imagine it would be much different than that, really.
I don't think so.
Especially, and how is it that, like, back then they were making so many more horror movies, really, than they are, like, now, I would assume. I don't know if it was just that maybe more of them were getting out there, but
yeah,
it seems like it was a lot bigger deal to make a movie back then than it is today.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, huh? Because I think for every other kind of movie, it's so much easier to make any kind of movie, and anybody can make an independent movie and make a really amazing independent movie. So you're seeing a lot more of that. But, yeah, the 80s were when horror movies were at their peak almost. It was just nonstop. I mean, every day I'm learning about some horror movie that I've never heard about before.
And are you still rocking that Android phone that you had?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to check out this app. I'm thinking maybe it might be on the Android market as well, but it's called Popcorn Horror.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. I haven't heard of that.
And it's a whole bunch of, like, grassroots filmmaking horror movie. Like, some of them are only, like, 10 minutes long, but they're just added on this list of all of these really super indie horror movies that are being made.
Really? That's cool, man.
Watch them all for free. I mean, I don't know, Ty. I'm pretty spooked now. I don't even know. Is there really – I don't know if it gets much scarier than this, dude.
I don't think so, buddy. I'm going to have trouble sleeping tonight, maybe for the next week or so.
Well, yeah, and I got to ask you this thing too. Also, I was watching Nightmare on Elm Street too. If you thought that you lived in a house that, you know, Freddy Krueger or just any murderer committed all these murders, and you, like, woke up in the middle of the night and things were acting, like, really weird, like your lamp on your nightstand was kind of, like, melting, because that's what happened in the movie. Like, and he had, like, a record, because it was the early 80s, so they still listened to records. He had just a record sitting there, and it was melting off the side of the thing.
Literally.
Yeah, and would you, with all this wild shit happening, would you, like, go down and investigate in, like, the basement? What would you do in that situation?
I think that's probably the first thing I would do, is investigate. I would probably walk into the hallway, and I wouldn't turn on any lights, but I would walk into the hallway and grab a bat.
Okay.
And creep through the house. But I wouldn't turn on any lights, and I probably wouldn't call the police.
And I think I would do, like, a really similar thing to that, too. I wouldn't turn on any lights, but I think the first thing I would do also is I would go out, and I would just kind of say, "Dad, is that you?" Just kind of like to let people know kind of where I'm at, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That'd be a good idea. And if I was sleeping in the bed with somebody, I would not wake them up to experience this with me. I would just investigate it on my own, completely by myself.
And even especially, like, going off what you said, if it kept going on night after night and it kept getting, like, weirder every night, I still don't think I would let them know what was going on. You know what I mean?
No, I probably wouldn't tell anybody at all, no.
Because you really don't get anywhere doing that.
I would just hope it went away, like, on its own, somehow.
Yeah.
That it just resolved itself.
Yeah, dude.
That's my plan of action, anyway. Would you want something creepy to happen to you? Like a ghost situation? Like, if you had a choice and somebody was like, your house could be haunted if you wanted it to, would you do it?
If I got to choose whether or not my house is haunted?
Yeah, or some sort of ghost experience. I mean, that's pretty vague, but
yeah.
You don't get to choose what it is.
Man, I don't think I would want to choose that. I like being able to visit it, like maybe going to a house that's got some history and maybe trying to spend a night. But there are, at least from what I've seen, there are just so many stories of bad ghosts. Like there are a few like good ones, but there are too many bad ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of spooky stories. And, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a lot better to just watch things like that and be like, oh, that would be so cool. But at the same time, I have an apartment that's not haunted.
That's true.
What yeah. about you? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. On the one hand, I think it would be awesome to have some sort of, I don't know. It's kind of one of those, it's like war. It's like a war movie where you're like, as a kid, you're like, oh man, I want to go to war and it'd be awesome to, you know, be in battle. But then for the people who have been there, they're like, that shit's awful. Don't ever, you know, I think it's that kind of situation. People who have been haunted or have creepy stories like that. They wish it had never happened to them. But other people are like obsessed with it, with the occult and watching movies about it and stuff.
Yeah, but Ty, then you bring up another good point there. Then you could be that guy that's like you've gone to that dark place and you don't even want to talk about it, you know, but like you shouldn't yeah. even joke about it because it's real and it's terrifying. You know, you could be that weird guy.
You could be that brooding guy in the corner who tries to warn people when they're getting involved in it.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to get involved in that shit.
And anytime you do something that's like weird or like out of the ordinary, people would just be like, you know, he's gone through this, so, you know, you kind of have a pass.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would want to – I don't think I would want to go through that, really.
But yeah, that's true.
I do hope that at one point, though, I hope that the next war is against zombies. I hope that – it seems to me like – life is so crazy that it doesn't seem like it would take too much to go wrong. Like, I think, Ty, I think that if somebody was explaining to you how a cell phone works, mm-hmm. I think it would sound more likely that the dead could come back to life than having this thing that we talk in that does everything in the world that you want it to do.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that, yeah. Yeah, with all the crazy shit that's going on right now. If somebody was just like, zombies are back, you'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right.
But yeah, and right now, you know, wait, you mean something that's living that died, but it's dead, and it comes mm-hmm. back to life? I don't think so. It just doesn't seem that far-fetched to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hopeful.
I'm actually kind of hopeful. If there was a zombie apocalypse, I would be secretly giddy, for sure. Like, part of me would be like, this is awful, this is horrible, my family's dying, people are dying, this is terrible. But part of me, the child in me, would be just like, ooh, zombies! Like that.
And you'd want to just, like, especially the first zombie that you come across, you'd want to just stare at him and maybe try to get up close enough to kind of touch him or something. And
it would be, yeah. It would be the same as, like a tornado. Like, if I saw a tornado, I probably wouldn't go hide in my basement. I'd probably pull my camera out and try to watch it, try to snap an awesome picture of it.
Man, yeah, that would be something, man. I mean, that would be, yeah, that would be the only type of war that I would be ready to fight. You know, I would be ready to just beat the shit out of a zombie.
That'd be awesome, man. And even if you got eaten by a zombie, like, that'd be kind of cool that's how you died.
And you'd turn into a zombie, and it looks like they're having a great time. If you get eaten by a zombie, you turn into a zombie and you just walk around the earth forever.
Yeah, and what do you love to do? The one thing you love to do most is eat, and obviously, like, the human flesh is probably delicious according to zombies.
Yeah.
So screw it. You just get to go gorge yourself everywhere you go.
And in a way, it's almost like it would almost be poetic justice for the world to end in a zombie apocalypse, because it almost kind of ends the way everything started out. You don't have any responsibility. You're like an animal. You're just trying to find food.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the way it started, except you're a zombie.
Yeah, it would be the ultimate ending for humanity. Just destroyed itself. It consumed itself. It had nothing else left to consume.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, I'm down.
Oh, man. Well, there it is, Ty. I think that's a Halloween special right there, man.
I think so, buddy. Definitely think so.
I think right at the end, once we play the Screen Gems logo, the little song, and then that's it, you know. I think that's like a perfect Halloween episode.
Definitely.
That shit still terrifies me.
Do you got any Halloween plans, or are you just going to be?
No real plans. I went to Six Flags Fright Fest, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I was scheduled to work, but I got the day off, so I'm just kind of probably going to hang around, watch more scary movies, and hopefully get some kids to throw candy at. They come to my door.
Yeah, all right.
Cool.
You reminded me, man. I'm going to have to download some horror movies to watch here.
Yeah, dude. You know, I downloaded it was a whole bunch of weird books that have been banned and that are, like, infamous, you know, like a whole bunch of weird books, and the Necronomicon was in that.
Really?
Yeah, and, I mean, it's really not that scary of a book. You know, that's basically what the entire Evil Dead movie was about.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of fun just going through and, you know, skimming through that a little bit just to see what kind of wacky shit is in it. It's got a whole bunch of, what's that dude's name? Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of his works in it too. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool to just kind of read some of that kind of shit.
Yeah, man. Is it like a book of like Satanism or?
No, it was a whole big file of all different types of books, but there are a bunch of occult books like that. Are you talking about just the Necronomicon or the file that I downloaded?
Yeah.
The Necronomicon is supposed to be like the ultimate like book of the dead, like the satanic Bible.
That's awesome, man. I love screwing with shit like that.
I know, and you feel like you really shouldn't be. It's like whenever you were a kid and you were playing with a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like daring something. You're almost daring something to happen. Like, if this shit's real, I dare you to come at me.
Yeah. But it's interesting. It's nothing really that you would just sit and read and be like, oh, sweet, you know, it's because it's a lot of it's just bullshit, but.
Yeah.
It was just cool to say, yeah, you know, the Necronomicon, I've read it, you know, it's all right. It is what it is.
You got any movie recommendations?
Well, besides Curse of Chucky, I actually revisited Reanimator. You remember that one?
Yeah, I don't know that I've really ever watched it, have I? No, actually, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend checking that one out.
Cool. Huh.
And other than that, I went back and watched The Shining again.
Yeah, it has been a bit. I need to watch that again, too.
And they put Room 237, that Shining documentary, on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
And I think just the documentary alone is kind of terrifying.
Yeah, that was a cool documentary, man. Mm-hmm.
What about you? Any recommendations for the people?
Let me see. I know I do. I'm just trying to think of a good one. I don't know, man. I think... obviously, if nobody's seen The Conjuring, check it out. It was honestly the best horror movie I've seen in a really long time. Also, Alien, man. I feel like I can't recommend Alien enough to people. Not only is it a good horror movie and it's scary, but it's also just one of the best movies ever made. As far as just the cinematography for it is incredible.
And Ty, I feel like I've confided in you before on this, but I have not seen Alien.
Really?
And I do own the Blu-ray.
Dude, watch Alien. It's incredible.
I might do that. I might have to do that tonight.
It's honestly, I think it's one of the best movies ever made. And as far as you'll notice watching it, a lot of the shots are just complete works of art. Like, the shot will be just a perfectly framed, beautiful shot. Just the way it's shot is incredible.
I'll have to check it out then. Uncle Brian had the same reaction when I told him I hadn't seen Alien.
Really?
So he gave that to me as a Christmas gift, the Blu-ray for Alien, so.
Yeah. It definitely transcends horror movie. It's way better than just a horror movie. It's just a fantastic movie.
I'll check that out. And then also, I believe I let you borrow it too. It was the VHS big box of that movie, The Basement.
Yeah.
It was just a ton of really shitty horror movies, but they promoted it with The Basement that had been unseen. And you don't really realize why it's been unseen until you watch the movie, but.
Until it's seen.
Yeah.
And like, exactly. Shit. But yeah, what was the other one about the guy who owned the video store?
Yeah, that was Video Violence.
Video Violence, yeah. Video Violence was pretty cool.
Video Violence 1 and 2 are really big, like, cult movies, and I would recommend checking those two out if you haven't seen them yet, because, I mean, I know you have, but I'm talking to anybody out there that hasn't seen Video Violence. And I know that they play it a lot on a website called the Monster Channel, which is a 24/7 streaming monster movie channel.
And really? That's awesome. Yeah.
It's pretty badass, but yeah, so check that out, and that's really all I have, man. Eat some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, heck yeah.
All right, Ty. Well, listen, dude, I'm scared to let you go, but I feel like if we talk any longer, like, you're really going to scare me even more.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle another moment of being frightened by this Skype conversation, buddy.
Well, let's leave them at this, and I don't know, man. I think I got somebody at the door. I better go check that out, okay? I hope it's not that serial killer that's been going around.
Yeah, it might be. Or a guy in a clown mask with some balloons.
Well, it's fine. I heard that there was, like, a killer running around, so I wanted to get my lock fix on the door. So I think it's the guy that works the locksmith. He's going to come fix my door for me. So.
It probably is. Yeah, you should open up. But don't ask who it is or anything, because it's probably the guy.
Yeah, why would I ask who it is? Because I called him, and I know he's on his way.
He's coming. He's going to be there. That's him. It's got to be him.
All right. So on that note, I'll leave you on that, Ty, and we'll wish everybody a happy and spooky Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everybody. Watch some scary shit.